Today, this is the realest show ever. So I'm gonna tell you guys when I mess up, but we're gonna do it like this because I really want to be able to talk to you guys, man. I love when I can hear your comments. To everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land, man, welcome. While I set up this this other platform, Pam will be in her feelings right now if she was here. Love for it though. All right, let's see. Because I gave my other platform another chance this morning, and it's not right. So guys, yes, let's do it this way. Man, got some stuff I want to talk to y'all about this morning too. So let's do this. I am going to end this and go, because this is not up all the time. For my Facebook people, this is not going to stay up, okay? Just so you know, this is not going to stay up. So we can do it like we want to do it, right? So I'm going to end this platform. all right? And jump on my other platform, all right? My other one, okay? You'll see it pop up, all right? All right. All right, let's see how many people. What's going on, YouTube, Facebook? Actually, YouTube is on. Blog Talk Radio is on. Waiting for my people to jump back on over here on my other platform so I can actually see their comments. And we're starting in 3, 2, 1, boom. All right. Hopefully you guys got your coffee. And we are now live on the platform that I wanted to be on, man. Again, good morning to everybody. Grind morning to everybody. Grab that cup of Java and man, get your grind on this morning. And we're going to continue some stuff that we were talking about from a couple of shows ago that I didn't get the opportunity to actually jump into with you guys. But before we do that, we're going to play another quick song and then jump right into it. That's going to give my people on Facebook Live a little opportunity to actually jump on this thing. So let's play some of this good old... I don't want to play that. I think... Yeah. I want to play some of this guy right here. Yeah. I want to play some Uncle Charlie this morning, y'all, because I love some Uncle Charlie, as always. Let's do this. We in it to win it.
I was born in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I was a little boy, I used to sing before my father preached. I wanted to love on everybody and hug on everybody and smile. But you know, at the time, there was still segregation and a lot of racism. You know, hearing people call me names like little nigga boy and all that. Man, when I got to college, I'll never forget, one of my professors told me that I wasn't going to do nothing in life, that I was going to end up in an alley, and it kind of ended up that way, at least for a while, because I did end up on the streets at one point in my life, doing drugs and alcohol.
My story started such a long time ago, bruised up and scarred, sometimes it seemed impossible, some said I wasn't able, yeah. They was afraid of what I could do. I never stopped believing I'm gonna see it all the way through. Oh, now, so tell me that I didn't want ya. Like Kobe in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. No, I'm not backing down.
There's a minute to win. The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, man, we are back live, all of y'all on Blog Talk Radio Land. Welcome back, all of y'all on YouTube and all of y'all on Facebook Live, man. Welcome back to The Grind. Man, welcome to The Grind. I see you chiming in, Miss Sonia Gilchrist, man. Great morning. To everybody, thank you for sharing out The Grind, man, getting everybody on. Man, somebody's going to need some gaps to be bridged today, and that's exactly why we are here. Vicky Durr, welcome to The Grind, young lady. Great to have you, as always, on The Grind. Antoinette Edwards, welcome to The Grind, young lady. I see Jacinda Mitchell jumped on. Man, you know, I want to go back into what I was talking about a couple of shows ago. And I want to be quicker because, guys, I really want to get this show down to about 30 minutes, right? 30 minutes. And I'm already into a little bit. You guys are coming along for the ride this morning, just really every morning that we jump on air, you know, just to be a part of history, man. And I appreciate that. You know, I'm going to reflect back on these moments, you know, every single day, man, and see exactly what was said and reminisce and play back in my head, you know, everything that was said. So happy Thursday morning to everybody, man. Share this out if you haven't already, because we're going to say some things today that are going to help somebody out, right? So you know, I had to make sure I didn't wear this shirt this week, you know, because Pam is like, you know, hey, you know, you wore that shirt 2 days ago, you know. And I'd be like, no, I didn't. She'd be like, hey, dude, you can't wear that today. You can't. So, man, thank God for it, man. You know, she makes sure that I wear the right stuff, you know. And it's funny. What's going on, Monique Williams Davis? Welcome to The Grind. It's funny, man, because, you know, when you're a unit, when you're a team, everybody kind of works together and everything kind of melds together. And everything just kind of like goes the way it goes. And every day is kind of a different day, right? Every day is a different day, and we all have things that we love. We all have things that we like, right? We all have our special things. Let me see if I can talk. Okay, I can talk about my son, Jaden. He's out the car now. So my son, Jaden, he has this pair of white shoes that he will wear anywhere. All right? Now, I don't see the shoes in here, so I'll show you guys. These shoes are white, and they're so dirty. You can wash them. You wash them, and they're still dingy. But Pam won't throw them away because he loved the shoes. I know that he will be looking for the shoes if Pam threw them away. So I may have to throw them away, and then he can just, you know, ask me. You don't know. I'll be like, I don't know. I hadn't seen your shoes, man. So, but the shoes are so dirty, and he'll put the shoes, like white shoes on with black socks, you know. 10-year-old just don't care. They I don't know, maybe it's just my son. My 10-year-old don't give a flip what he put on his body. I'll tell you right now, he'll pull it right out the drawer, put it on. It don't matter. He'll go in there, he'll say, brush your teeth, he'll brush your teeth. He won't rinse, he won't wash his face. And you look at him, hey man, why don't you wash your face today? Y'all, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But some of y'all got some little boys that do the same thing. Some of y'all got some little girls that do the same thing. Great morning, Josh. Welcome to The Grind, man. Great to have you. Some of y'all got some little girls that do the same thing, right? But the little boys are the worst at it. But he'll put on these shoes, and he'll wear them anywhere. He don't think anything's wrong with it. Why? Why? I'll tell you why in just a moment, right? Great morning, Tawana. Great to have you. Welcome to The Grind, man. I'm telling you, he'll put them on no matter what. But we all have that favorite stuff that we like to wear. Man, I got so many doggone shirts around the house, man. I got like 3-4 different paces. What's going on, Jim and Graham? Welcome to The Grind, man. Thanks for coming back. I got shirts all over the place, right? But I only have certain shirts that I like to wear, right? I don't know. It's just something about it. But we won't get rid of the stuff that we don't like. And you know, some of us just hold on to all of this stuff that we have, Sheila Blanchard, what's going on, young lady? Welcome to the grind. So, look, Pam is out there nervous. I ain't going to talk about you, Pam. I'm not going to talk about all of that stuff in your closet that you say you can't wear no more, but it's still there. But I'm not going to talk about you this morning. I'm not going to even talk about how much stuff is in your closet. I promise you, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about, you know, all the clothes that you have and, you know, you can just sell them and we could probably be rich again. I'm not going to talk about that stuff, though. I'm not going to do it. Pam, I love you. I ain't going to do it. So let's talk about something else right now. So them favorite clothes that you have, man, those favorite shoes that you have, you know, it's a good thing. You got some favorite things that you like to wear. You become a creature of habit and you have a staple and people know you by who you are and things of that nature, you know, and too many choices are bad for you. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment, but too many choices is bad for you. Yeah, that's right, Antoinette. I'm going to talk about your Pam. You know, too many choices is absolutely bad for you, right? Everybody say choices are great. Choices are great, man. But have you ever went out house shopping or car shopping and you went to 1,000 different car lots and you saw 1,000 different cars? Now you got a problem making the decision. You got to make a decision, but you got a problem. And sometimes we just say, you know, forget it. I don't even want a house anymore. I don't even want a car. You know, forget it. I don't even want, you know, you go to the store looking for food and you go to the store looking for chicken. You see all this chicken that's lined up and all you want is chicken. And you can season it the way you want it, but you get confused when you see all of these different types of chicken, right? So all of these decisions, man, you got to learn how to make a decision. Make a decision and go with it and ride with it, right? But, you know, this is my shirt I'm wearing today. I got to pull out some other shirts because I know I wore this shirt here within the last week or so. But nonetheless, man, I want to get into what we talked about two shows ago. And we were talking about some insights that I was giving. That's right. Ending going home with nothing because it's too hard to choose. I know I finished that for you, Antoinette. I get it. You go home with nothing. So let's jump into, I got about 5 more points I want to give you guys in 10 minutes if I can, because I want to be timely. Monique says she has 2 sons that are 23 and 29. She said, I get it, been there and done that. That's what I'm talking about. You've done that. You all over, right? It's done with you. You ain't got to pick their shirts and clothes out no more and iron them. They just don't iron them on their own, right? So we do sometimes. We do that in Florida. It's so humid, guys, that I just put on shirts and the wrinkles fall out, right? But let's jump into this, man. We're talking about insights a couple shows ago. And if you guys remember, we're talking about where you are, where you are not is just as important as where you are, right? Where you are not is just as important as where you are. So we talked about that. So just a quick refresher for you guys. And we talked about reverse engineering yourself, determining who and what you are not, because the process of elimination will help you discover who and what you are. And we talked about the matrix moment. I'm not going to get into that again, right? But let's move on to number 7. You're going to make mistakes, but you have to own them, learn from them, and use them as a stepping stone, right? Or as stepping stones, because you're going to make more than one mistake, right? Let's just keep it real. You know, but it can be used as quicksand, right? Use them as stepping stones, not quicksand. You can't move in quicksand. It's quicksand, right? It just gets worse. Right, it just gets worse. So if you try to move in quicksand, you know, and then you say, no, stay still, stay still. Guys, that's really the in essence of you understanding that you make these mistakes, you not understanding that you make mistakes and you can recover from them, right? Everything, you can recover from everything. Remember, it's not the problem that happens, it's how you handle the problem. And we talk about so many different things on this show, emotions, you know, how you handle different situations. And, you know, we try to give you guys the meat and potatoes of it, right? So how you handle the situation is just as important, is even more important as the situation itself. So understand that you're going to make mistakes, right? Learn from those mistakes. Get up, figure out what you did wrong, and we always talk about the Neosporin, all right? Don't just put a Band-Aid on it. Figure out what you did wrong. Take it back to the root. Put that Neosporin on it so that it can heal properly, right? So now you don't have to go down that road and make that same mistake twice. That's often the kiss of death in business when people make the same mistake twice, right? So let's talk about number 8. Don't choose to do anything that puts your soul in jeopardy, right? I don't even have to talk about that much because you guys understand what I'm saying. If it don't feel right, my motto, if it don't feel right, it ain't right. So if it don't feel right to me, I ain't doing it. I'm just letting you know that. And I don't care what anybody thinks about me. Everybody can think I'm this, think I'm that, but I'm just telling you, this is my space. I create here. I'm in control of my controls. If it doesn't feel right to me, you can go suck an egg. If it don't feel right to you, and if it don't feel right to me, that we two different people. All right. People get mad at people because they don't want them to do what they want them to do what they want them to do. But that person has the right to not do anything that jeopardizes their soul. I mean, come on, guys, have some, you know, have a level, you know, of self-worth with yourself. If it doesn't feel right, then don't do it. Don't choose anything that jeopardizes your soul. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. And I'm not talking about being taken out of your comfort zone, guys. I'm talking about if it doesn't feel right. Being taken out of your comfort zone is necessary. I want you guys to get the understanding of that, okay? Just because you feel uncomfortable doing it, you have to understand this thing, right? You have to understand just because, hey, what's going on, Ms. Porter? It's great to see you, young lady. So just because you feel uncomfortable doing it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But don't do anything that jeopardizes your soul, right? And that's right, Pam, suck an egg, right? I'm going to tell you right now, y'all know me. I'm very strong-willed. If I don't want to do it, I'm simply not going to do it. That's just the way. And Pam will tell you that firsthand. Pam will say, Nate, you want to do this? No, I don't want to do that. And typically when I say I want to do it, I've already ran it through my filter and I figured out how it's going to benefit me. Or if it's not going to benefit me, if it's going to hurt me, I'm going to tell you right now, I can sacrifice. But if it's going to hurt me and it's going to set me back, I'm not talking about challenging me. I'm talking about if it's going to set me back in my past, I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing it. I don't care how anybody else feels about it, right? I don't live my life for other people. All right, so let's talk about number nine, guys. Discover and define the debits and the credits in your life. Now it's going to get good. Right? It's going to get good now. The debits and the credits in your life. Now, a lot of you are in situations that aren't serving you. A lot of you in situations that are serving you. And a lot of you are doing things that are attributing to your life. A lot of you are doing things that are taken away. A lot of you are allowing other people to do things that are attributing and taken away to your life. You got to figure out what your debits and credits are, right? Discover what they are and figure that thing out. So let's jump right to number 10, right? Understand the contrast in your life and make a decision on what side you're on and move in that direction. Good, bad, peace, drama, rich or poor. These are different contrasts, right? Good and bad, peace or drama, rich or poor, healthy or unhealthy, fast or slow, committed or uncommitted, consistent or inconsistent, tenacious or timid. You have to define, guys, you have to define those contrasts. Which one do you want to be? And move into that direction, because what we always say, a confused mind does nothing. If you don't know if you want peace or confusion in your life, then and you move in the direction of peace, then guess what? You're going to be confused. If somebody is in your presence and they start talking about drama, and y'all know me, I don't like drama. I believe that if you're the person that just draws drama into your life, it's always finding you either the originator, the actuator, or the perpetuator of that drama. You're one of the three, right? So you just have to figure out which one. I don't want to be either one, right? I don't want to originate drama. So you ain't going to see me talking about people and joining in on conversations. I don't want to actuate it. I don't want to be the actuator. So means that people ain't going to call me on my phone. That may be why my phone don't ring, you know, as much as most people's phone, because people know I call Nate. I've been not calling with no BS. Because I'm not gonna take it, I'm not gonna suck it in, right? So I'm definitely not gonna be the person that everybody says, let me call to talk about this. No, I'm not the actuator. And I'm most certainly not gonna take it after you were to give it to me and spit it out to everybody else. So I'm definitely not the perpetuator. So figure out which one of those you are, and remember, you don't wanna be any of those. Absolutely any of those, right? So once you discover that out, then now you've got those contrasts that you have to do. Now move in that direction. If you don't want to be a drama queen or drama king, guys, if somebody comes in your space with stuff, then move in the direction of peace. Don't entertain it. I don't even want to talk about it. If you're doing something you ain't got no business doing, if somebody says, you know what, I'm gonna pull up to this gas station, and you notice, and then they're going in the store, and you go in the store with them, and you notice they start to steal stuff, walk out the store and walk away. You have to go in the right direction. That's what I mean, guys. All right. If it's something like fast or slow, determining your business, determining your life, what do you want? You want to go fast or you want to go slow? So you have to make the right determinations. Those contrasts are there for a reason. Contrast, guys, stick and move. All right. Stick and move. You know, they talk about it on the football field all the time. You got to stick and move. Right. If you don't, you're going to get hit. You're going to be in that quicksand. You're going to be like, hey, what my fault? Yeah, it was your fault because you stayed in it. Right. You have a choice. Get out of it. Right. Here we go. Make up for, and this is going to get good. Make up for mentally for what you lack physically. 98% of what we are is mental, and 2% is DNA, right? Y'all thought it was going to be physical. It's DNA, right? It's kind of hard to change it, the DNA part, without a certain amount of anguish, which is sacrifice and pain. So what am I talking about? Mentally, you are who you are, and everything that happens in our lives changes physically, but you can changes us mentally, right? So the physical aspect of who you are is only 2%, right? So that means mentally, man, you can become anything you want to become, right? But there's only that 2% physical aspect that says you may not be suited for this or that. Now, am I saying you can do it or you can't do it? I'm not going to tell you that you can't, because that's a bad four-letter word, right? But what I am telling you is that DNA, the 2% of it, says that you, it may not be conducive for you to do this or for you to do that. Let me give you a great example, right? DNA says if you are a man, you can't be a woman and have all the tools, right? Now, I know that's slowly changing, but that's a whole nother thing, right? but at the end of the day, there's certain things. If you want to play basketball in the NBA and you're only 5'2", you know, then that may be a challenge for you. I'm not saying that you can't, because we have people like Nate Robinson, Spud Webb, you know, and these people played, and Spud Webb was, I think, like 5'7". I think Nate Robinson may have been like 5'6". I'm not sure. But, you know, they played in the NBA. So again, if it's been done before, it can be done again. You may be the next 5'2 person. But what I'm telling you is that, you know, find your niche. If the odds are stacked against you on being in the NBA, right, then you may want to find something else to do. Let me give you an even brighter contrast, right? If you want to be an astronaut for NASA right now and you're already 65 years old, that may not be the right path for you to choose, right? If you want, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to play on the PGA Tour, all right, and you want to play with, you know, Ricky Fowler and Bubba and all these, Bubba Watson, all these people, and you're already 55 years old, that's not going to happen. Okay, because you're going to have to be on the seniors tour. You're going to have to play with, you know, all of the seniors guys, Fred Couples and Graham McGonagall, all of these guys, right? So all I'm saying is that DNA is there, right? So don't negate that, but make up for it mentally, right? Make up for it mentally. Try harder than you tried before if you know that physically you are challenged in that area, like Spud Webb. He made up for mentally. He was tenacious. Nate Robinson, he made up for what he lacked physically. He made up for it mentally. That's why he was able to do what he was doing. Some of you lack the ability to start in your business. Some of you lack the ability to start anything in life. And if that's what you do, if you lack the ability to start anything, then nothing's ever going to start, right? So everyone wants the truth, but seldom seek it, because truth requires the most change. Who are you? And are you the person in the dark when no one else is around? Man, that's a whole nother show, because everybody does want the truth. But as my man said in the movie, you know, you can't handle the truth. Most people can't handle the truth. And when I start talking, you know, when I start talking to people, and I, as I always say, when I'm talking to you, I'm really talking to you, and I'm looking at not who you are. I'm looking at who you can become based on your conversation, because, you know, I like to talk to people that have forward thinking conversations. You know, yesterday or the other day, I was talking to a guy that came to my house to fix something, and all he was talking about was what he did in the past. And it was the past. He even pulled up documents from 10, 15 years ago. His whole life was the past. He had nothing going on in the present and nothing going on in the future. To me, that's an unproductive conversation, right? So I kind of check out of conversations like that. But when you're that person that actually is speaking about things and you're talking about where you are and where you want to be, guys, you know, I check in. from that. So, you know, when you're talking to me, I'm going to give you the truth of where you are, especially when you ask, because I want people to be honest with me. When you're talking to me and I'm talking to you about what I want to do and where I want to go, guys, I'm open to constructive criticism. Tell me what you think would be great. And I'm compiling all of that stuff and I put it in my arsenal. I'm like, okay, I maybe need to change this, 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 and this, because that's how we grow, right? We take the constructive criticism. If that constructive criticism, of course, doesn't line up with your vision of where you want to be, because that person may not know your vision, that's cool. You got something that you know that you may want to work on down the road. But, you know, always be open for that, right? So the truth is that thing, man, that if you can't handle the truth, then don't ask for it, because the truth requires the most amount of change, right? And I want to say this too, guys. In life, when we're dealing with business or whatever we're dealing with, guys, don't leave crumbs, okay? Don't leave crumbs. Yeah, that conversation matters. Ms. Porter said, yeah, find your niche. Absolutely, Ms. Twyla Porter. Find your niche, man. And that's absolutely right. You know, and I want to jump on crumbs, because a lot of us leave crumbs, and then I'm gonna shut this thing down. When you're saying, what are crumbs, Nate? What are crumbs? What are crumbs? Crumbs are the things that you do in life that were either unsavory, the things that you do in life that you haven't corrected. You may be somewhere, you may owe somebody something, you may have wronged somebody or whatever. That's what I call crumbs. It's hard to move forward when you're leaving crumbs, because those crumbs are always in the back of your mind. You're thinking about it. You may owe somebody some money right now, right? And that's a crumb in your life. And you may be dodging that person. And that crumb is going to haunt you for the rest of your life. It's hard to move forward when you're constantly leaving crumbs in your life. Crumbs make you have to look over your shoulder. If you constantly have to look over your shoulder to see who's back behind you, you know, and what's happening, who may have found you, then guys, it's kind of hard to move forward, right? At least at the pace that you want to move forward at. Some people just have no conscience. And some people are like, you know, I don't care. I just go through and I wreck it and I do what I do, right? You know, but most people do, you know, and most people, what's going on, Sonya Lewis, Atchison, because I want to welcome back from Africa. So man, you know, those crumbs will hurt you every single time, man. So make sure you go back and you clean it up, man. And y'all know how we do on the grind, man. This show, we try to bridge gaps. Guys, I can give you 1,000 cliches and I can tell you 1,000 different things that sound sexy, but you know what I say, it's sexy to say it, but sexier to do it. We want to be able to bridge that gap and give you guys things that you can actually use in life, not just cliches. Learn how to apply these cliches to your life and be the first partaker on them. As I said, sexy to say it, sexier to do it. It ain't sexy when you're down in those trenches and you're doing what you do. Nobody's looking for you. Nobody's checking for you. But you're slowly, man, you're building what you do. You're building that foundation. And we always talk about regrowing. Once you get that foundation up to the edge and it's time to break ground, guess what? You're going to break ground. You're going to break ground. And once you break ground, somebody can step on you, stomp on you, kick you out of the dirt. But guess what? You've always got the foundation that you need to regrow whatever you started to grow, right? It's always there. And a lot of people embark on things in life and they don't have the proper foundation. That means they're not willing to do the work. They're not willing to get in those trenches below the trenches and actually dig and wait until it's their turn. A lot of people say, it's my turn, it's my turn, it's my turn. Is it your turn? Ask yourself that question. Is it your turn? You know, are you practicing some of these insights that I gave you guys six of them yesterday, talking about reverse engineering. Where you are not is just as important as where you are. All of these things are important. Process of elimination. Are you really in the trenches below those trenches, guys? You know, are you really down digging and not worrying about if the light is actually shining on you right now? Are you not worried about the accolades? You know, a lot of people are very, very concerned about being, getting the accolades that they need. You know, accolades never really concerned us a bunch. You know what concerns us? Freedom, security. If we're free, guys, and we're secure, we have a great foundation, we're good. They don't have to talk about Nate and Pam. We're good, right? So, and I want you guys to get to that point and understand that, you know, diamonds are built under extreme pressure. And a lot of you say, I want to be a diamond. I want to be this, I want to be that. And if these are things that you want in life, some of you just saying, I just want to lay low and not let anybody find me and just live an average, mediocre life, then that's you. And so own that thing. But for those of you that want to move to the next level, right? You have to make a decision to take your turn. Absolutely. Have to make that decision, decision, decision. So for those of you that want to move to the next level, then, you know, and you're saying I'm submitting to the pressure, then submit to the pressure, man. Submit to the pressure. Stop worrying about who's talking about you, you know. Stop worrying about who said this or who said that, you know. Sonya Lewis, action says freedom. Absolutely. If you want the freedom, man, stop worrying about all of the nonsense that's going on around you, because those are the things that the devil used. Right. And you heard Jonathan Reynolds. He talks about cycles. The devil takes you through cycles. Right. And he knows your cycles. He knows just what to put around you so that to keep you in that cycle. But you got to learn to break that cycle. And I've talked to a lot of people about success, and I've seen a lot of people be successful and not be successful. And I'm here to tell you, the only way I really know to get to it is to actually go through it. And I just don't know any shortcuts. And everybody that I've known that have taken shortcuts have ended up, you know, right back where they started from, because there was no foundation, you know. So guys, remember, the unsexy moments are the moments where you build what you really need, you know, to make it through life, to really give yourself that tested, true time freedom that everybody seeks. Don't fool yourself. It's not the money that you're looking for. It's not. If you go in this thing looking for money, if that's, I just want money. I just want money. Help me get money. That's great. We know that money, I just say the almighty dollar, it makes the world go round. You know, if you got money, it's better than if you don't have money. I get it. But what do you really want? What do you want the money to give you? When you go for what you want the money to give you, and you keep that in the forefront of your mind, when you go for that, if it's peace of mind, you know, if you go for it, freedom, whatever it is, for me, it's freedom. I want to wake up in my bed and do whatever I want to do for the day. I don't want anybody telling me I got to do this or I got to do that. I want to write my own ticket, and I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. But guys, that's sexy to say, but I got to put something in place to make sure that that's going to happen. And the things that you're doing right now, some of you on this show right now, you're doing things right now in the trenches, below the trenches. Nobody sees you. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to encourage you. Keep going. Stop. Don't look for people to see you. It's not time for you to be seen yet. Keep digging. Keep moving forward. Keep taking those baby steps. And all of those baby steps that you're taking, guys, are creating and making that foundation that you need, growing that system of roots that you need to actually get to the top and say, you know what? You can kick me. You can slap me. You can talk about me. You can stomp on me. You can slander my name. You can do whatever you want to do. But guess what? Because I have the foundation that I have, I can build anything I want to build on it, no matter what happens, right? So guys, you know, thank you for chiming into the grind, man. As I said, I want to cut this show down to 30 minutes. You're welcome, Mr. Jason T. Jones, man. That's right, Anthony Edwards, keep moving. Man, I appreciate you guys for all chiming on the grind, man. It's awesome to see people, man, that chime in consistently week after week after week, man. I love you guys. You're welcome, Vicky. I love you guys. I want to play you guys some good music going out because, you know, today is Thursday. It's the day before Friday, and, you know, we're talking about the five-day weekend, and that's what we're pushing toward, right? And I want to give you guys a book, The Five-Day Weekend. I just gave it to a group of individuals yesterday, and this is what I'm studying on right now. The Five-Day Weekend, guys, by Halleck Gunderson, is going to teach you basically how to capture back your days slowly, right? Get your days back, the right things to do slowly to get your days back, because we all really only embark upon, really have a one-day weekend when you think about it, right? And that one-day weekend is really Saturday, because Sunday you're too concerned about what you're going to do for your J-O-B. And on Friday, it's not really a weekend. It's part of the weekend, but it's a half a day. It's a half a day. You get like the night, right? That's it. So one day right now, and then we go and we're locked up for six more days mentally, right? So they tell us, they give us parole. So how do you capture back those days? How do you get back your time? You know, that book is helping me tremendously. A lot of it's just a refresher. It's me, you know, reiterating some things that, or reasserting some things that I know I need to do in order to get that five-day weekend. And all of this work, guys, in the five-day weekend is the trenches below the trenches. Trust me when I tell you, right? Trust me when I tell you. So guys, God bless you guys. I want to play this song because love him like I do. Man, you know what? I want to play something else because I just played that. And I want to play something old, something that I played in the beginning of the show. Let's play this. I want to play a little James Fortune, man. And y'all know the grind is not, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor, a prophet, and none of that. This show is not a spiritual show. It's not a religious show. It's not a show that you can say, you know, it's a motivational show. No, we get on here, we roll our sleeves up, and we do, you know, we do bridge work, right? We get grungy, we get grimy, because that's where the value is, right? So, but if you hold on, man, if you hold on and do what it is that you do, and not look for these accolades early in your foundational stage, man, then I promise you, you build something that'll serve you for the rest of your life. And that's way more powerful than anything physical, any cars, houses, or any accolades that anybody can give you guys. And that's called character, guys. Hang in there. I see you guys.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know to pray for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way, so alone. You need someone to understand this place your heart is in. You just want to dream again and believe.
Yeah.
Experience.
I was there.